House Committee on Business and Labor. And folks, in my haste this morning, the good chief clerk, even though five people expressed opposition to the motion to amend House Bill 3017, that 10 minus 5 equals 5, that therefore we do not have a constitutional majority to pass the motion. The chief clerk wants us to suspend the rules and open up a work session on House Bill 317 for the purposes of Representative Edwards withdrawing his motion. I need two-thirds, so I need... that's seven-fifths. Yeah, that's seven-tenths. Well, that's two-thirds.
Why does she want it withdrawn?
The chief clerk is the parliamentarian of the House, and I just do what she tells me to do, essentially. So with that, reopen a work session at the request of the chief clerk, of course, for the purposes of, I need suspension of the rules to reopen the work session on House Bill 317 for the purposes of Representative Edwards withdrawing his motion. So I would... Representative Barton moves that we suspend the rules for the purposes of opening a work session on House Bill 3017 for the purposes of Representative Edwards withdrawing his motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any opposition to the motion to suspend the rules for the purposes stated? Seeing no opposition, so moved. I'm going to open work session, House Bill 3017, Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to withdraw my motion.
Representative 3017. Withdraws his motion.
To adopt the dash one.
To adopt the dash one, and I'm going to close the work session, House Bill 3017. And thank you, members. I really appreciate your courtesy and your cooperation in that housekeeping.
Thank you.
I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2831.
Mr. Chair, committee members, House Bill 2831 was last public hearing was on April the 15th. The original measure includes certain types of temporary, seasonal, and limited duration employees in the definition of an appropriate bargaining unit for purposes of collective bargaining between public employers and public employees. The definition for managerial employee is removed from the original measure. The definition for supervisory employee has been modified. The original measure also eliminates the requirement that both the representation by a labor organization and designating the organization as the exclusive representative be placed on ballots for representation for Oregon University System faculty. The original measure also prohibits the public employer from hiring permanent replacements for employees engaged in an awful strike and repeals the expedited bargaining process. You have in front of you, committee members, actually five amendments. The first three, the dash 2, 4, and 7, modify the definition of appropriate bargaining unit for clarification of a temporary and limited duration employee, and also modifies the definition of supervisory employee to exclude certain types of nurses or employees of the Oregon State Police. The dash 9 amendment replaces section 1 of the measure, modifies the definition of an appropriate bargaining unit to include temporary, seasonal, limited duration employees as defined in the amendment, exempts election workers from being included in a bargaining unit, modifies the definition of a managerial employee to require that the classification can only be placed on employees that in a supervisor capacity to other employees and have the authority to economically discipline an employee, and also modify supervisory employee by stating that the function to have ability to economically discipline or a director adjust grievances do not require the conclusion that the employee is classified as a supervisory employee, and also removes section 8 of the measure, which restores a statute that prohibits managerial and supervisory employees from organizing. Finally, there's a dash 10 amendment which removes section 7, 6, 7, and 9 from the measure, which the net effect is restores the current statute that allows expedited bargaining.
Can we meet them individually?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
I
will point out that there was a fiscal impact statement issued for both the dash 9 and the dash 10, and that was distributed to committee members.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash 9s to House Bill 2831.
Representative Cameron moves dash 9 amendment in House Bill 2831. Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, is there any opposition on the motion to move dash 9 in House Bill 2831?
I will oppose it.
Thank you, Representative. Any other?
Support it, but I'm not going to oppose it.
That's fine. The clerk, any further discussion on the motion? All right, in that case, the clerk call roll.
Yep, so we're done.
Representative, I guess, for the amendment.
For the amendment.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Matthews?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Chair Stoffler?
Aye, so moved.
No.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash tens into House Bill 2831.
Representative Cameron moves the dash ten amendment to House Bill 2831. Is there any discussion on the motion? Representative Holby.
Mr. Chair, could the committee administrator review again? She went through that real quick. The dash ten amendment removes the sections related to expedited bargaining.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative Holby, that is correct. Yes, there were two sections of the measure that were removed provisions related to a specific statute that outlines the process for expedited bargaining. So that's why there are three sections that were affected by the by this amendment. The net effect is to restore.
So the expedited bargaining statutes would remain status quo as they are today?
That is correct. Right.
Mr. Chair, I'm saddened to see the dash 10s remove that piece of the bill. It's a pretty important piece of the bill, I felt. That's my comment.
I couldn't agree more, Representative. Any further comments or discussion on this motion?
Has the dash 10 been moved, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Representative Witt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am going to be a no on the dash 10s because of the expedited bargaining.
Thank you. Representative Barton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I intend to support the dash 10 amendments because I believe it is this amendment is necessary to passing the bill as a whole, which is my primary objective. That said, I do think the fact that this amendment is necessary is unfortunate.
I agree it's unfortunate, but there's still a lot of language in the bill that's left over that has merit, which I'd like to see move forward. So, any further discussion on the motion to move dash 10s into the bill? All right, with that, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Witt?
No.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Matthews?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Holtby?
Aye.
Representative Kenmer?
Aye.
Chair Johnson?
Aye. So moved. Representative Barton.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2831 as amendment to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 2831 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative.
I'm not sure that this improves the temporary employee situation, and having tried to run a swim center, which deals with an enormous number of temporary employees and several other programs, I'd not be supporting the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion? All right, seeing none, call the roll, please.
Representative Kenmer?
No.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cameron?
No.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Matthews?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Representative Wood?
Aye.
You going to call me, Keith?
Chair.
Aye. I'm having received the constitutional majority, the motion passes. I think the good chair will get take this one on the floor. I look forward to that conversation. Okay, next.
Mr. Chair.
I serve notice of potential minority report.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Representative. I look forward to it. Close work session, House Bill 2831, and open work session, House Bill 3462.
Mr. Chair, committee members, House Bill 3462 allows the Building Codes Division to establish temporary programs to train and certify specialized building inspectors to enforce portions of specialty codes, outlines measures to be included in the rules for establishing the temporary programs and duties for for a certified specialized building inspector. There is a sunset clause in the original bill for January 2nd, 2016. During the public hearing on April 6th, you were presented with what's now the Dash 3 amendment, which replaces the bill's language but not the intent of the measure. The amendment allows the division, with the advice of appropriate advisory boards, to adopt the rules that establish one or more programs that will train, qualify, and certify individuals as a specialized building inspector that's authorized to enforce portions of specialty codes and establishing certificate renewal requirements. There is still a sunset date of January 2nd, 2016, and requires that a certificate is to be in effect until either the certificate's expiration term or January 2nd, 2018, whichever is earlier. There is no revenue impact, and there was a fiscal statement that has been issued on the Dash 3, which is indeterminate based upon lack of data for the number of jurisdictions that require specialized inspectors. Dash 3, yes.
I would entertain a motion to move the Dash 3 into the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 3s into House Bill 3462.
Representative Edwards moves Dash 3 amendment to House Bill 3462. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there any opposition to the motion to move Dash 3 amendment into House Bill 3462? Seeing none, so moved. Representative?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3462 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Edwards moves House Bill 3462 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any opposition to the motion tonight? All right. Well, that's the way we like to do it. That being said, so moved. Would anyone like to carry this bill on the floor? Representative Thatcher. Thank you very much. I'm going to close the work session House Bill 3462 and open work session House Bill 2457.
Mr. Chair, committee members, the last work session we had on House Bill 2457 was on April the 13th. The original measure allows the State Plumbing Board to authorize a journeyman plumber who obtains training and certification from a board-recognized provider to design fire sprinkler systems in one- and two-family dwellings. During the work session, we had a Dash 2 amendment in front of us, which replaces the bill and allows a journeyman plumber licensee to design the plumbing portion of the fire sprinkler system for installation in either a residential structure or subject to the low-rise residential dwelling code or any appurtenances to a residential structure of any type. Mr. Chair, we were waiting for the fiscal on the Dash 2 amendment. We don't have that, but the Building Codes Division was gracious enough to hand out what they have submitted to legislative fiscal, and there, according to this, there's no fiscal impact.
And that is what they'll base their analysis on. And I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules for the purposes of moving House Bill 2457 as it will be amended. But for the purposes of working House Bill 2457.
Oh, so moved.
All right, very good. Any discussion on the motion to suspend the rules? Is there any opposition to the motion to suspend the rules? Seeing none, so moved. I would entertain a motion for the Dash 2s.
Chair, I move Dash 2s into House Bill 2457.
Representative Barton moves the Dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2457. Is there any discussion on the motion? And the impact statement from the Building Codes Department shows a zero impact. Is there any opposition? Seeing no discussion, is there any opposition to the Dash 2 amendments? Seeing none, so moved. Representative?
Chair, I'll move House Bill 2457 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves House Bill 2457 as amended to the floor with due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any opposition to the motion before us? Seeing none, so moved. Would someone like to carry this bill on the floor? Volunteer to carry this bill? Representative Barton, thank you very much. I'm going to close the work session, House Bill 2457. Folks, we do not have the required paperwork for these bills. I made it very clear that without clear direction from the Speaker's office on anything remaining on the agenda today, it's dead. So as next session, these bills on here that have merit, please don't consider that we feel any way, shape, or form any different than that, but that's the way it goes. I also want to thank these members up here. We did a lot of work on House bills. You've been very patient and helpful with me, and courteous and understanding, and I really greatly appreciate it. So
good body of work. Anything for the good of the order?
Mr. Chair, we're still waiting for you to start to express yourself.
Well, I'm a wallflower representative, can I say. With that, we're adjourned.